There's nothing like a whiff of scandal to bring out the hypocrisy surrounding sex, politics, and social class in our everyday lives. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of novels that go far beyond He Said, She Said. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Those Who Knew by Idra Novi is set on an unnamed island a decade after the fall of a fascist dictator. It won't take you too long to figure out that the dictator is Castro and the island is Cuba. The story begins when a 30-something college instructor named Lena learns of the supposedly accidental death of a young woman named Maria P. Maria P. was involved with a popular politician named Victor, whom Lena herself used to hang out with. Based on her personal experience with Victor's capacity for rage and violence, she's convinced he killed her. As she decides what to do about this, she consults her friend Olga. Olga is a former revolutionary who lost her female lover to the fascist government forces. She now owns a bookstore called Seek the Sublime or Die. The store has no running water, no internet, and very poor telephone reception. "Hold on," says Olga into her cordless phone. "I can't hear you. I'm back in poetry." Her reception was far better up in Conspiracy, near the front windows. She could hear clearly enough at the register, too, where she rang up the occasional book and, yes, also sold a formidable amount of weed. The novel combines wry humor with suspense and political commentary as the plot thickens and the circle of characters widens. When we meet Victor himself, he's in bed with yet another young woman. This one is the daughter of a corporate bigwig who could be useful to him, so he marries her. As different from Victor as he could possibly be is his gay brother Freddie, an aspiring playwright who has his own suspicions about Victor. Finally, there's a blonde tourist from the States whose brief affair with Lena has very long repercussions. After the opening setup, the novel jumps ahead 4 years to New York, where some of the characters meet again at Freddie's play premiere. The final section takes us back to the island, where all the plot lines come to a satisfying and almost happy ending. Speaking of very long repercussions, The Sparsholt Affair, the sixth novel from British author Alan Hollinghurst, studies how what we might now call a hookup on the campus of Oxford during World War II reverberates through the decades. The first part of the book is a memoir written by one of the characters, Freddie Green. Freddie had two gay friends while he was at Oxford, and both were in love with a straight engineering student named David Sparsholt. One of them finally gets Sparsholt into bed under some rather shady circumstances, but that is only the warm-up to the real Sparsholt affair. In the second section, we meet David's young son, Johnny, who as a 12-year-old is already in love with a French boy he met through an exchange program. Johnny grows up to be a sensitive, romantic painter with long, beautiful hair. Though he comes of age in the time of gay discos and bell-bottom pants, a famous scandal involving his father, the Sparsholt affair, hangs over his life. As Dwight Garner put it in The Times, Hollinghurst has a masterly grasp of psychological processes and a prickling awareness of minute betrayals and inarticulate desires. When he picks up an aspect of human experience, he is so exacting that it's as if no one has described these things before. The Sparsholt Affair was one of my favorite books of 2018. People who can write like Alan Hollinghurst are rare indeed.
The books are Those Who Knew by Idra Novi and The Sparsholt Affair by Alan Hollinghurst. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.